G'day humans, what's good? We're Chris Fundy here for another solo edition of Wrestling Ozstyle. Alex is still on family leave, so it is me, solo again. But those who may have already seen, there was a little short like news update in the podcast feed this evening. Yes, I've chatted to Alex and we've made the decision that due to Podbean's extreme jump in cost, we will no longer be uploading new episodes to Podbean. We'll still be on our other services like SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can use the RSS feed to add to your podcast of choice, including Apple or other podcasts. So yeah, unfortunately, we do like being on Podbean. However, it is not worth us being a very small niche podcast paying a lot of money to host our podcast there yearly, and SoundCloud hasn't put up their fee, which I paid earlier in the week. All right, so a little bit of housekeeping done. We're going to touch on a little bit of wrestling news from around the world, and then we can chat some WrestleMania weekend type events. I've got a little list here of stuff we can touch on. So AEW has confirmed the airtime for Collision WrestleMania Saturday. It will air at 11:30 p.m. because you thought you couldn't get enough wrestling that day. It's just going to be all day. So you've got wrestling from 11 a.m. with Effie's big gay brunch going all the way through to both the clusterfuck and now Collision on TV, at least after WrestleMania should be ending at 11, hopefully. So yeah, those wanting to pull an all-nighter now certainly can. Also, Jake Roberts confirmed during the week on his Snake Pit podcast that he has been re-signed by AEW and will be staying with the company for another year. As much as I do like Jake, it sort of feels like the past few months he's been more of a background player, and I don't know if that was because his contract had lapsed and he was sort of negotiating on a per-appearance basis, but yeah, it'd be good to see a bit more Jake at least around. Some TNA news. The Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, have finished up with the company after the recent Philadelphia TV tapings. Per PW Insider, they will be free agents from April the 1st. So, yeah, fans of tag team wrestling should be looking out for them. Personally, I'd like to see them just go over to New Japan. We've got Best of the Super Juniors coming up. That would be a really good spot for them, even for a short stint. Like, AEW's stacked for tag teams. WWE's stacked for tag teams. They've just left TNA. Like, where else are you going to put them? NXT or bloody Ring of Honor? Yeah, no. I think just straight off the bat, the best fit for them would probably be a New Japan for a little while and then have them come over to AEW. And also, contradictory to some outlets reporting, Fightful confirmed that Killer Kelly is still under contract to TNA until August 2025. Some outlets had reportedly stated that incorrectly that she had also finished with the company the same weekend as the Motor City Machine Guns. However, she's just taking time off from the company. OPW news, Oceania Pro Wrestling, with their show in Ballarat coming up in a couple of weeks, have named an official partner of StarCast. Quote here, OPW is proud to team up with Relentless School of Pro Wrestling as the official partner of Starcast Down Under. The experienced staff and trainees from Relentless will play a critical role in the four-day wrestling extravaganza, helping us deliver an unforgettable experience for all wrestling fans. If you're looking to become a pro wrestler, then Relentless Pro Wrestling is the school for you, and then plugs the school itself. So yeah, Mayhem and Relentless certainly moving up in the world, as it seems. Alex's boy JXT doing a lot of good things. Where was it? Because he did confirm Mayhem's upcoming events as well. May, they've got a showcase event June 22nd, Anarchy Rules 2, and October 12th, the Relentless Rumble coming to you from Backish Marsh. Yeah, I'm certainly having a night with my words, as you can probably hear. But yeah, that's pretty cool that Relentless is now working with Starcast. Let's see, what other news did we have? BBC is reportedly working on a Bruiser Brody documentary. This should be really interesting to see. What was the sort of one that came out recently? I think the Exotic Adrian Street documentary was purely just WWE. The Andre the Giant one, I'm just trying to remember. I think it was co-produced by HBO and WWE. So it'll be interesting to see what a team can do for the BBC, given also this isn't a British wrestler. Let's see, what else is of news here? GCW confirming lineups, we'll go through that in a moment. Stardom, Tokyo Sports has reported that Mariah, Tami, Mai Sakura and Yuzuki will be leaving Stardom at the end of March and are expected to join Roshi Ogawa's new promotion. Along with the reports that Julia is leaving or has left now. I think the official free agency date is April 1st. And yeah, with April 1st comes a bunch of false news, so be on the lookout for that. The latest New Japan Pro Wrestling King of Pro Wrestling stipulation for Road to Sakura Genesis poll for the 31st of the 3rd. Great O'Khan's nomination rules, a rural revitalization, 2 out of 3 rounds, most covers, an eel-eating contest, and a strap match, or Tonga Loa's King of Kaiju, pinfall must be fired by 10 count. What in the world? I must say, I do want to see Great O'Khan stipulation, just because it's most covers, and then the second fall is an eel-eating contest, and then the third fall is a strap match, just for the sheer what the f*** is going on here. Also, New Japan confirming that with Windy City right the week after WrestleMania, they'll be doing their own press release. Press conference, I should say. Free public press conference plus a meet and greet on Thursday, April 11. Before Windy City Riot. So, given Jack Perry's heavily featured in House of Torture at the moment, it'll be interesting to see if Jack Perry is put out in front of the press at Windy City. And then finally, New Japan and the conglomeration of this United Japan Pro Wrestling, this All Together event. There's been a couple of matches announced here. Of note, mainly that I am looking at here, the three presidents, New Japan President Hiroshi Tanahashi, Noah President Marufuji, and Cyber Fight President Takagi, different to Takagi, taking on House of Torture, Evil Red Narita, and Yujiro Takahashi. Such a weird event, but also so cool to see, like, one country's major wrestling promotions all working together. Raw happened this past week. Of note, Drew McIntyre being the savior of WrestleMania, showing up at Mindy's Bakery. So fucking stupid, but so fucking good. All right. Where do we want to start, I guess, is the question. The Stardom... This will actually be interesting to see, because it looks like one of the rare events WrestleMania weekend that is actually scheduled to take place in the 2300 arena. It will be the Stardom... Hang on, why did that not work? Stardom American Dream 2024 WrestleMania weekend, coming to you from the 2300 arena. There's a few names confirmed here, but at the moment, no match here confirmed. Hang on, I'm just... Oh, don't... Upcoming shows, that's where I want to go. Okay. But yeah, so at the moment, this 2300 old ECW arena Stardom show has no matches announced, and we're just over a week away. This taking place the Thursday here, as you can see on the screen here on the collective. All right, upcoming shows. Okay, it doesn't list the venue, sadly, for the majority of these shows. Holy crap, there's a lot of, indie shows, Philadelphia WrestleMania weekend. Okay, we can touch also on the topic of New Japan and Stardom. Sakura Genesis, 2024, April 6, Australian time. So that will be actually Saturday, which will be Friday, North American time. Yeah, I hope you're excited for a weekend of non-stop wrestling here, humans. Opening contest of El Desperado and Ryosuke Taguchi taking on TMDK, Zack Sabre Jr. and Vegeta. What of note do we have on here? The freeway tag team match for the junior tag titles, Bullet Club War Dogs, Drill Maloney, Clark Connors, the champs taking on Intergalactic Jet Setters, Kushida and Kevin Knight, as well as Catch 2-2, TJP and Francisco Akira. The heavyweight tag titles will be Bullet Club, Kenta and Chase Owens, defending against Bushimon, Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi. Junior championship match, which will be very good. Sho versus Yo. Sho, the defending champ there. A tag match of Moxley and Shooter Umino, taking on House of Torture, Ren Narita, and Jack Perry. That will be very interesting. Also, Mox has a match in Mexico this weekend, I believe it is. Where are we? CMLL, the 29th from Mexico City, Blackpool Combat Club, Moxley, Danielson, and Claudio. And replacing Willa Yuta will be Matt Sydal, taking on the CMLL representatives, Blue Panther, Mystico, Ultimo Guerrero, and Volador Jr. in a 2 out of 3 falls 8-man tag team match. that should be a really good match. It's just something you don't really hear a lot about CMLL. Outside, like, most people, you don't really hear much of it outside of the Fantastica Mania tours, if people are really into watching New Japan. All right. Co-main event here is Evil versus Shingo for the NEVER Openweight title, and Naito versus Yota Tsuji for the World Heavyweight title. I mean, that should be a pretty fine match. Like, the main portion of that card is really good, those last sort of four matches, depending how House of Torture heavy that Evil match gets. It should be a fairly good New Japan card. But yes, also taking place the same day in North America, Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor. Hey, remember this being a thing? Because AEW has not really promoted this once. Yeah, disgrace of this company. Okay, we have the final of the women's TV title. So in the first semi-final, Billy Starks defeated Mercedes Martinez. I almost said Monet there for a moment. And in the other final, Queen Amatita, I'm probably mispronouncing that, defeated Red Velvet. So they will face off for the inaugural Ring of Honor Women's Television Championship. Also confirmed, Athena versus Hikaru Shida for the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship, and Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe for the Ring of Honor World Championship. That feels about a year too late, and Kingston's title is ice cold, and despite him constantly being on AEW, they've never mentioned him defending at Supercard of Honor. Hell, he didn't even defend at the last pay-per-view, which was Final Battle. He had a Proving Ground match on like 10 minutes notice. That's why when me and Alex had the discussion about the state of Ring of Honor, we pretty much said it's one person, one champion carrying the company, which is Athena. Like, yeah. That great Ring of Honor championship opponent, Anthony Henry of the Workhorseman. State of your division, mate. Laughable. Alright, so yeah. If this is airing as a pay-per-view, I highly suggest not buying it as a pay-per-view. If this is airing as like a Honor Club exclusive, Honor Club bonus, then get it that way. Because then at least you can go back and watch some of the stuff in the archives, like Briscoe's FTR, Hardy's Bucks, a few of the different ladder wars. Oh, Steen, Scum, El Generico, The Kingdom. Yeah, you can go back and watch a lot more in the archive with Honor Club. Okay. What else have we got to touch on? I guess Hall of Fames? Not the main Hall of Fame, but the Hardcore Hall of Fame is inducting a new recipient. Team 3D, Brother Ray and Brother Devon, because we can't call them the other name because of copyright reasons, but yes, the Dudley boys, Bubba Ray Dudley, Devon Dudley. It'll be good to see them get their honours. I wonder if that will happen sometime around WrestleMania weekend in the 2300 arena, because that feels right. That feels like that's where it should be. GCW Indie Wrestling Hall of Fame, Trent Acid, Kevin Whackpacker Hogan, And the Briscoe brothers are going in as a tag team, Jay Briscoe and Mark Briscoe. Yeah, well deserved there for the Briscoes. All right, so we will jump over to some of the collective stuff. All right, I'm not going to go through absolutely everything, but let's see. Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 10. The arena, it seems that they're using, is the Penn Landing Caters. I have no idea what that arena is used for. I don't know if it's a bigger arena than the 2300, but the GCW, it feels like they should have run the collective out of the 2300. Unless this arena is closer to the WrestleMania Stadium, I'm thinking. Alrighty, Bloodsport. So we've got Shayna Baszler, a WWE wrestler, taking on Masha Slamovich. Interesting. Masha Slamovich being signed to TNA, so... I mean, who wins this? Do you put over Masha? Surely Shayna has to win because she's the WWE person and they never let WWE people out to lose normally. Also announced Eric Hammerstone versus Lou Nixon. Minoru Suzuki versus Royce Isaacs. Remember when Minoru Suzuki was actually doing stuff on TV, or at least on New Japan World? Yeah. Josh Barnett this year will take on Johnny Bloodsport, aka Johnny Survivor, aka Johnny Nitro. We could go on and on. I think his current one is Johnny TV. Terrible name. Should have been Johnny Elite. Nick Nemeth versus Mike Bailey. Akira versus Matt Mazowski. I'm just having a terrible night for it. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that guy. Looks like they were trained in Chikara. Okay. Axel. Who is this? Against Thatcher. The former Alexander Wolf. Axel Chichiman. Against Timothy Thatcher. And. Yeah, so that should be a pretty good card. I think most eyes there will be on Shayna and Masha to see what exactly will happen there. I guess what's the next big one? Spring Break 8. Okay. Close that one. Spring Break 8. There we go. So we have Volador Jr. versus Gringo, Matt Cardona versus Blue Kane. I have no idea who Blue Kane is going to be played by, but if it's not Kane, like Kane, that would be just a weird ass visual to see. A tag team match of Danhausen and Ram versus Mucky, Death, Kill, Mucky Ito, and Nick Gage. Why the hell is Danhausen just off in GCW? Why is Danhausen not doing stuff in AEW? Or at least in Ring of Honor? We have a six-man tag team match of the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, and Kerry Morton take on the East-West Express, Oliver Jordan Oliver, Nick Wayne, and Mike Bailey. A six-man tag team matches Dragon Gate Classic, Dragon Kid, Kai, and Yamato taking on Benkei, Kota Miura, and Shun Skywalker. What else have we got in here? Oh, yeah, the big I Quit match. Effie versus Mace Warner is Builder's co-main eventing. A tag team match of Maso Tanaka and Minoru Suzuki take on Masha Slamovic and Yamashita. And for the GCW World title, Blake Christian will take on Joey Janela. Where is Blake signed? New Japan? Maybe? Matches. You're mainly just a GCW guy now. Yeah, it seems like since New Japan Strong sort of stopped being a regular thing, they've just been a GCW guy, yeah. Oh, there you go. But, yeah, so Spring Break. Spring Break should be fine. What else we got? We got For the Culture. You'll have to forgive me because I'm not that familiar with a lot of these wrestlers. Wait. Is that the actual... Too Cold Scorpio is having a match against Ja-C. Now, former AEW wrestler Sonny Kiss is taking on Man Like the Riz. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm just looking at this now and going, there is a lot of indie wrestlers on here who I am not familiar with in this show. For the Culture, mainly a show that elevates and helps highlight a lot of the indie wrestlers of color, notably from like the African American community. What's next? Effie's Big Gay Brunch? Yes. Okay, Effie's Big Gay Brunch. There's a 10-man tag of Team Paro versus Team Polo. I'm just trying to see, because I know occasionally some of the Aussies get called up to this. We have Maxi Impala versus Sawyer Wreck. Edith Surreal and Jamie Lynn Seagull versus the Runaway Calvin Culture and Tyler Klein, I think that's how that one is. A tag team match of Dirty Breeze, which is the former Breezango and the Tyler Breeze and Fandango, which is now just Breeze and Dirty Dango, taking on Bussy, Alley Catch, and Effie. A singles match of Dark Sheik versus Sonny Kiss, and the GCW Ultraviolet title will be defenders Rina Yamashita, the defending champ, face Billy Dixon. Okay, sure. Death match to start off my morning with my mimosa. I'm all here for it. Effie's Big Gay Brunch is the showcase of LGBTQIA+ indie wrestlers. What else have we got? We got GCW versus TJPW. So, Game Changer Wrestling versus Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling. I did see announced, yes, Shasta McKenzie has a singles match on here. Unfortunately, her opponent, Endo, I'm not that familiar with. Hyper Masayo will take on Steph DeLander. Session Moth Martina has a singles match on here as well. I'm just having a quick look up and down the card. Maki Ito, Masha Slamovich, and Rina Yamashita take on Mayu Yamashita, Shoko Nakajima, and Yoki Amino. Should be a fun six-woman tag match to close out the show. I believe this one is, they did a show a couple of years ago, and I can't remember the name of it, which was the all-women's show. So I think this is the new one that replaces that former show. No, I can't think of the name of it, but it wasn't even a game changer. It wasn't part of the collective, and it wasn't part of the WrestleCon package. Oh my god, this is going back to when you actually had to pay as a pay-per-view package for all these, not just on Fight Plus or Thriller Plus. But yeah, it was some independent show, and it was just an all-women's show. So I think this GCW versus TJPW now is the all-women's show under the collective. And closing out the show will be Joe Janela's Spring Break Clusterfuck Forever, which will have the clusterfuck as well as, Jesus H. Christ, what the fuck is this? A GCW Tag Team Championship Punjabi prison match. Why? They'll see Violence is Forever, the defending champs against Jacob Fatu and Zilma Fatu, as well as the Bollywood Boys and Los Machinos. Machizos? Yeah, apologies there for the mispronunciations. But yes, it should be fun. Alrighty, let's see what else I haven't touched on. So yeah, like most years, the clusterfuck should be fun to watch. Effie's Big Great Brunch is fun to watch. For the Culture is pretty good. Spring Break's pretty good. Bloodsport is good to watch. And the all-women show should be really good to watch because they actually wrestle really well on that show. Okay, I'm just going to have a look back through the years now and see if I can find this show, because otherwise it's just going to do my head in. What's that? No. I know in the back of my head the year that it was. Okay, I'm pretty sure it was this year, 2022. Just sort of have to find the weekend for it. Okay. I'll see if I can find it just by searching for it. Gosh dang it. There. I probably won't be able to find it because it's like going to be some incredibly obscure name. Maybe it was 2021? No? Okay. Yeah, you put in WrestleMania weekend into the Google search engine and it just comes up for WrestleMania. Okay. Nah. I know the show I'm thinking of, and it's just going to be a bother because I can't actually picture it. All right. Let's see. What else do we have coming up after Sakura Genesis? NXT and WrestleMania, I'm going to touch on next week. Windy City Riot. Don't have a card out for Windy City Riot yet. They do. Ooh. Where is Jack Perry on this card? Shota Umino versus Jack Perry. I mean, not the position I would have put Jack Perry in, but sure. Yeah, this is sort of an underwhelming looking card. Hiromu Takahashi versus Mustafa Ali. Okay, that's exciting. Naito versus Moxley. Eddie Kingston and three people to be announced versus Gabriel Kidd and three people to be announced in a 8-man Riot Rules tag team match. Nick Nemeth versus Tomohiro Ishii. The Gorillas of Destiny, no, not the ones you're thinking of, El Phantasmo and Hikulelu, defending their strong championship against TMDK, Mikey Nichols and Shane Hayes, as well as Fred Rosser and Tom Lawler, and a team to be announced, and Stephanie Valkyrie against Azumi for the Strong Women's Championship. Yeah, it's Stardom and New Japan Women is just in such a weird space because they, I don't even know if they know what they're doing. Yeah, also their strong championship being on Eddie Kingston has just been a complete clusterfuck because then he got bundled with two other titles. Alrighty. TNA, when's their next pay-per-view? Rebellion. Is it? And I have one beforehand. No, that was a TV taping, yeah. Sacrifice was the last one, which I think we touched on another podcast. All right, well, I think that's about it. Is it? Yeah, so that seems like about it for this week, humans. We hope that you enjoyed WrestleMania weekend. Of course, go check out all the fun shows that you can. It's gonna be a long weekend, and boy, having like even if you wait until the 1st of April and then get Thriller TV, you're still gonna get the entire a month for free for this whole thing. I'm not entirely sure if the Indie Hall of Fame is being broadcast because it says it's at WrestleCon, so it may be a different event, unfortunately. Okay, so again, just to cap off the big news. This may be the last. Yeah, so going forward, we won't be on Podbean anymore. Unfortunately, we do like being on there, but it isn't viable for us as a small independent podcasting group to attempt that anymore. You can catch. See, this is why Alex is good to have here because he knows how to do all the plugs and everything. Go pick up your Woz merch at Shop Woz. Link in the show notes below. You can catch Alex at Fruity is Alex on social medias. You can catch me on social medias at I'm Chris Funder. Or you can go back, listen to the entire Wrestling All-Star archive for free on SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or using the RSS feed found in the show notes below for your podcast of choice, including Apple. Nothing left to say but good day, and we'll speak to you next time. Well, if I was a betting man, I would put all my money on Shayna Baszler to win. And watch Marcia Slamovich come out and rock her in the first round.